Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. I'm glad that my friend Stein Hendricks is with us. Ladies and gentlemen, Stein and I have known each other for some time, but he hasn't been on the show before. I just realized that. I was thinking he already had been, but turns out he hasn't, even though we've known each other a pretty good while, formerly with Microsoft, now with a company called Acumatica. He's Chief Marketing Officer at Acumatica, and he's here to talk to us about the cloud. Stein, welcome back.
Or welcome, morning, Jim.
Welcome to the show. You. Good to talk to you again, I should say.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me.
It's good to have you here. And as I said, we've known each other so long, I feel like we've done this before, but we have. It's just not been on the radio. Stein, thank you for all the things that you and I've talked about over the years. Congratulations on your work with Acumatica, which is a company that helps companies with their cloud strategy. I was telling the audience before you got here, as I've done a few times before, that I was talking to them about the cloud back in the 90s when we called them ASPs, application service providers. And over the years that's evolved, and it's evolved to the point where now we have something called the cloud, and tell the audience the difference between cloud-based and the other option.
I think what the cloud really is the conversion of a lot of technologies that came together the last 10 years, Jim, and that's why it's sometimes also confusing for people. But it's the evolution of applications that can be served up through the internet, through, for example, an ASP-like model, like you mentioned, but also the availability of a lot of new capacities on the internet, server farms that provide a lot of storage, cheap storage, web applications that have become mature, communication that's everywhere, that's available to many types of devices, and all those things together, I think, are called the cloud for many people. So it's a combination of things, but what it really means is that small businesses can now outsource some of their IT needs in a very easy, simple way, predictable cost, elastic capacity on any device, any location. So I think all those benefits are finally so mature that every small business can take advantage of.
Well, you know, back when, as you know, Stein, you've seen my gray hair. I've been around the marketplace a long time. I remember when the big decision by a small business was whether to get a computer or not. I mean, I remember those days. I remember when companies got their first computer. And then the big decision was, which software do I buy? Do I buy, the Office package, the word processing and spreadsheet and that sort of thing? And the next thing you started being able to buy software for their particular industry. Accounting packages that was focused on how their industry worked, customer retention programs, et cetera, that people came up with just for their industry, and you bought that program. It might cost you $5,000. It might cost $500,000, but they brought it in. They installed it. There was lots of training. It was a major commitment, but then a year later, somebody else came up with something else. And you needed that on top, et cetera, et cetera. And so it really, over the years, it got to the point where small businesses, they had lots of opportunity to add capability, but it was very expensive and a significant commitment, wasn't it?
Yeah, I think that's a good observation, Jim. The quality of software these days is a little better, and it doesn't mean that you have to have many different things anymore. A lot of things are better integrated. You don't need separate CRM and accounting software anymore. You can often find a solution that has both. And even with some of the functionality that you used to have, products like Office, a lot of that I think is getting better and better. But still, I wouldn't say that everything is perfect now.
But the big news to me, though, Stein, is today, we don't have to make that major financial commitment all the time to a software program because we can buy it more incrementally in the cloud.
Yeah, and go as you use software as you need it.
You can rent it, basically, can't you?
Pay as you go. Yeah, absolutely.
And so that means that not only gives small business owners flexibility with regard to what they use this year to compare to next year without having to capitalize and make a major commitment of something, but it helps you with that part of it, but it also allows you to make those financial commitments to multiple new capabilities that are coming online that you can include in your budget to help you grow a more diverse and multifaceted market approach.
That's a very important difference, yes. Everything is OpEx-based, predictable, and grow with you. And you can, if you don't install anything, it's even easier to switch. The switching costs are relatively low. So it's easier to look at competitive offers as well.
Right. Plus updates. I mean, I remember in the old days, Stein, they would say, okay, the software's, $15,000, and the monthly maintenance and update fee is $500 or $1,000 a month or whatever. And you could choose that or not to. If you didn't want the updates, you didn't have to get it. Well, now with the cloud, those things are part of the package. If they update it every day, you get the update every day, don't they?
Yeah, you subscribe to a service. Although there are various reasons why some companies that have a little more complex needs don't want that to happen to them all the time. Some of the more sophisticated providers give you the possibility to choose as well. If you don't want the upgrades, that's fine. But you're right, there's no financial impact. Every service is always up to date if you want it to.
One of the things that I try to remind small business owners about is the fact that if they're wondering whether they should go to the cloud, they don't realize they're already in the cloud. If they use Outlook, they're using the cloud. If they use Facebook, if they're on Twitter, they're using the cloud, aren't they?
Yeah, I think 99% of the email software is cloud-based these days when you store stuff on.
If you're using mobile apps, those are coming from the cloud, aren't they?
Yeah. I think the biggest leap of faith that companies, small businesses make is when they start doing their accounting in the cloud.
Well, our back. I had to blink level when I started back up online. When I started backing up all my files in the cloud, I had to think about that for a little bit.
Yeah. Can you always get to them?
Is it
on your terms.
Yeah.
Be predictable and reliable in the future. Absolutely.
When we come back, I'm going to have Stein talk about some specific applications for the cloud that I think you'll enjoy learning more about. Stein Hendricks is with us. He's Chief Marketing Officer with a company called Acumatica. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.